I had a scan every weekend. I was supposed to be in Dublin on the 11th, but we didn't make it. Owen had died in the womb.
So this was it when?
In October.
Last year?
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah. And so you'd been having the scans that you have?
Yeah, I had scans every week because we knew there was complications with Owen. Like, we'd found out there was something wrong with Owen before, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, how soon were you told that?
It was about 10 to 12 weeks, about 10 to 12 weeks.
Into the
pregnancy. Roughly, yeah, into the pregnancy. And I had a scan every week then and was sent to Dublin to find out and all that there. And that was fine. But I'd went for a scan the day before, supposed to go to Dublin for a Harmony test. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it. But it ended up that Owen had died in the womb and I was induced on the 12th of October.
So what's a Harmony test?
It's where it's a blood test to see if there's any Down syndrome or any, you know, it was a syndrome of some sort. We were aware that it was a syndrome of some sort.
Now, obviously, it's the worst possible news for many parents to hear mm-hmm. that there's anything wrong, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. there's going to be a problem. Did you think at that point, did you always suspect that this was going to end the way it did? Or did you think, I'm going to have a baby, but I'm going to have a baby with problems?
I knew that there was going to be something. Yes, I did. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. I knew there was going to be something wrong. But to what it was, I didn't know. If I could answer that, I would. But I knew that he was special and that there was something wrong. It was very plainly to me that there was something wrong with Owen, you know.
And were you being told it's possible you're not going to carry Owen to full term?
Yes, I was aware of that. Yes, yeah. I was aware of that. But I just kept putting faith and love into my body that I believed that I would go as far as I could,
yeah.
you know, and I carried him as long as I could, yeah. you know.
You'll yeah. do as much as you could.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do believe I've done, I did my best, you know, and I would do anything for my children, you know, and I feel like I did, you know.
And when did you call him Owen? At what point?
When he was born. Yeah. He was supposed to be Daniel, but somebody had said to me, that's too rich for you, Lisa. You're too rough and ready.
Oh.
So we went with Owen then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it didn't turn out as well as you had hoped.
No.
And Owen was born on the 12th of October 2016, mm-hmm. but he was unfortunately delivered dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you knew before?
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, he was dead in the womb before. Yeah.
So what was that like that day?
I had myself mentally prepared for it, if I'm honest. You know, every day you went over to the hospital, it was, you never knew what the result was going to be, if he was living or dead. We didn't know, and that's the truth of it. You know, every time I went over for a scan, it was a worry. You just never knew what they were going to say to you. There's a heartbeat there, there's not. We didn't know, you know, and at that stage, we didn't know the sex either of him, even though it doesn't matter. But, you know, this, you were doing your best and you were going over and you didn't know what the future was going to hold for you, if you know, and future for your child, what it was going to hold for him either, because we didn't know if there was going to be a heartbeat there or not. And that's the truth, you know, the road we've been on after I give birth to him, but also people, I would like people to realise the road that we had before it. You know, we didn't have it easy because we were constantly thinking, oh, please God, you know, and that's the truth. Let him be okay. Let our baby be okay. And that was the truth, you know, and nobody knew. And I didn't even know as mother, I didn't even know.
Well, as long as you keep going back and hearing there's a heartbeat.
Yeah,
that hope.
That was like dust gold to us, you know. And even if we had heard that he had any kind of syndrome, even though he had a syndrome, but at the time when we were getting the Harmony test done, it was a miracle to us. You know, that was a miracle to us. We didn't care what he had, you know. And I really do mean that. He was our miracle, you know. And whatever he had, you know, we were going to do our best as parents to make sure that everything was going to be okay for Owen, you know.
So it was just hoping for the heartbeat every time?
Every time, yeah.
So there came a time when there wasn't a heartbeat?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you sense that day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think you sensed it?
Well, I was sitting in the waiting area and I had a friend with me. She was with me. And I don't know what it was, but it was, you know, I had kind of flutters, you know, and I wasn't getting anything for a couple of days, and it was so hectic and everything was all over the place, if you know what I mean. I was all over the place mentally and emotionally, but I just kind of figured, you know, I don't know how to say it to you, I don't know how to put this, but I kind of figured that maybe there's nothing there, you know, maybe he is gone, you know. I didn't know, but I kind of, I had myself mentally prepared for it,
you
to be honest.
Something.
I sensed something, yeah, I did.
Had there been movement, or had there been...
There was flutters.
Flutters.
Flutters, yeah.
So when you got the flutters, were you feeling that's him?
Oh, I knew. Owen heard everything I said to him, you know, and I knew that he knew he was loved so dearly, you know, and he was so precious to all of us, you know, he was, yeah. I think he knew that, yeah.
And that stopped?
Yeah. That stopped. For about 3 days.
And you knew something.
And I knew something, yeah.
And how did you cope with people throughout the pregnancy saying, how long to go now, Lisa? When you knew something was happening, and maybe, I don't know how free you were with that information to everybody.
Yeah, I'm an open book.
Okay.
I am. I'm a very open book, and I'm very honest. So I wanted everybody to know how special Owen was.
Okay.
You know, and he's no different to any other child, you know. He was special, you know, and no, everybody knew, and everybody was very supportive. Like, I have a great support, I have to say, family, friends, everybody, you know. I'm very lucky, you know, but he was definitely loved, and I think he felt that from everybody.
I'm going to take a short break, and then we're going to talk about this other part of this story, because it got pretty bad for you.
It's real life.
Yeah. After these, we'll come back in a moment. So Lisa's with us. Now, Lisa, we've talked through now the pregnancy and the fact that you were very open about the fact that your baby had problems, and you were doing as much as you physically could do to hold on to your baby. And even if your baby had been born with the syndrome he had, And no matter what syndrome he would have had, you wanted to have your baby, and you were going to look after your baby and love your baby, and you still described it as a miracle no matter what happened. Okay. But unfortunately, one day you went for a scan and there was no heartbeat. So the procedure then was?
Yeah, I was induced.
Yes.
On the 12th of October that morning, and he was born at 24 minutes past six.
So you had to deliver him?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, how do you prepare for that?
I think I was ready for it, to be honest. My strength had gone during the pregnancy, if you know what I mean. Not strength, but I had just given up. My body was just exhausted and everything, you know yourself. And then by the time he had came to be born, it was like a miracle that I had seen him and he was here, and you know, and all that there, and we got to have him, and, you know, and he was a human being, you know, and...
So are you, I mean, because it would be very hard for people to understand who haven't been through this, because you're wanting to deliver a baby that's breathing, and you're delivering your baby who's dead, but you still describe that as a...
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky ones, and I know that sounds so strange, but I was blessed with Owen. You know, I was blessed with him, you know, and I'm thankful for that. I know he didn't make it, you know, he died, and I hate to say that, but